Hello there. Good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Would you be so kind to help us out?
How long is this?
It's about 6 minutes long, ma'am. And it's about the upcoming elections.
About the what?
Upcoming elections this year in November.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to participate? Give us a hand.
Okay. All
right. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. We really appreciate this. Let's see here. Next. We'll do this in English. Okay. First question. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active
no.
in any political campaigns? No? Okay.
No.
Thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? And these are your options. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely going to vote. I am somewhat likely going to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I will not vote.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you so much. With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
I'm Afro-American.
Thank you. And to which age group do you belong to? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Osceola County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
And Osceola County?
Yes.
I guess they're going in the right direction.
Thank you. And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes...
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
Could you repeat that?
Sure. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, please indicate how you would vote on it. And so I'm about to read the proposal. The proposal says, to acquire, preserve, protect, manage, improve, or restore environmentally significant lands, wildlife habitat, land for flood control, and land for trails and passive recreation, shall Osceola County levy an additional 0.25 mil ad valorem tax and issue bonds payable therefrom in one or more series with an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $70 million, excluding previously authorized indebtedness, maturing not later than 20 years from issuance, bearing interest not exceeding the maximum legal rate. So that's the proposal. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor for this proposal or vote no against the proposal?
I don't know. I didn't even understand the proposal. Could you just summarize it quickly?
Well, they want to basically tax people in Florida so they can protect wildlife and wildlands.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And as I understand it, it would amount to $40 a year per person.
How much?
$40 a year.
Yeah.
Would you be for it or against it?
If it's $40 a year?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, I'll be for it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's is that a probably yes or a definitely yes?
A definite yes.
Okay. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner $40 per year for the next 20 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no? Well, you just say yes, so yes, definitely. Okay. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $70 million to conserve environmentally sensitive lands and cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? So we have four different statements here. And you tell me which one comes closer to your opinion. I prefer this proposal raise less money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $40 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $23 per year. This is the other next statement. I prefer this proposal raise more money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $100 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $57 per year. And the next statement says, I am fine with the current proposal, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. And then this
I'm already satisfied with the proposal. That's it. I can't stand the phone any longer. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye bye.